Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here at the 75th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Rai Anil Barve, Adesh Prasad and Sohum Shah. Welcome, guys.
Thank you so much.
So, guys, you're here with a film, Tombad, which is an epic mythological thing. Like, it was really like a one hell of a ride. Let's just start from a very inception. So where did it all come from?
Well, in 1993, when I was 14 years old, one of my friend told me a ghost story. It was now, if you look back at it, it is ridiculous. But that night, I was shit scared by it. So, till next 15 years, I worked on it. I rewrote, I changed it. And by 2008, Tombad was ready. And then 6 years of struggle into making it. Sometimes it got stalled. We had to came back from floor. Finally, I got a right producer with iron balls. You see, Sohum Shah, who actually produced Tombad. Nobody in India was ready to produce Tombad, even though everybody liked it. Mm-hmm. Because of budget and because of the subject, everybody, it was a big risk. But Sohum just came, and 2012, 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. And we were just about to die when the film got over. Sohum.
So, like Rahi said, it was his originally. I always say that it's his baby. Mm-hmm. It's very, very kind of him to allow me to mother this child with him. He didn't have to, but with he showed a lot of kindness and allowing me to do this. So when I got involved, there was already a draft, which was a very solid draft in place. Visually, in terms of visual palette, everything was set more or less. Mm-hmm. I think when I entered the project, I think I just had the benefit of probably objectivity. The mm-hmm. only reason for that was because Sohum and Rahi were already working on the film, and a large part of the stuff was already shot. So I think from there on, although I thought that it looks wonderful and it has some great ideas, there was an opportunity there in the film to make it more ambitious. And mm-hmm. Sohum, instead of being the cold producer, which he should be, he started acting like a child, and he was like, yeah, let's do it, let's make it even more ambitious. So that's how my journey started. Like, he had spent 6 years before I joined, mm-hmm. and then additional 6 years it took us to actual production years were another 6 years from wherein I had joined. So
wow.
Yeah,
so you sound like a dream come true producer.
I don't know that, but I honestly tell you, I fell in love with this lady called Tombad. Mm-hmm. So like Rahi said, it took a long time, and sometimes you feel frustrating or sometimes you feel tired. But when you are in love, mm-hmm. Rahi came with a very unique story. The premise was so good. At that time, I didn't have any reference for that kind of film, mm-hmm. in India, in abroad as well.
And even now, I think.
And we have made, we have made this film in 6 years. And now also, I don't have any reference for this film. So that I was hooked by the premise, the newness, the contemporariness of that film. And at the same time, it was an Indian story. Mm-hmm. It's a very accessible story for India. Mm-hmm. It's a story about greed. It's a moral story. The characters are larger than life. There is emotional drama in it. So it was fitting in Indian scenario, though at the same time it was very contemporary. Mm-hmm. So that attracted me a lot. Mm-hmm. So that's why I signed this project and I came on board. But it was a very beautiful journey, I can say that. And we lived our dream. So it's here. So somehow I think we have lived our dreams.
That's true.
And as you said, it's really a film that kind of goes towards uncharted territories. And I guess, it took, the span of time that it took, like, kind of 8 years, no, 10, even more.
I have started, 6 years are completed.
Right, okay.
We are running in 7th year. But Rahi has, I don't know, Rahi's, maybe
12 years. Did you have any, you know, throughout all this kind of journey, some moments where you kind of really felt, you know, the difficulty, the hard parts of like finding the right path? Because especially, you know, you have new people on board The film could go in so many different ways.
To tell you the truth, like, now this is fun, but it was not like we're like brothers in arms fighting. There were times there were rocket launches. He's holding AK-47 on me. I'm like sniping them down, and there's like there was a bloodbath. There was a fight. There were insane fights, which you won't even believe. 6 years, people are making a film which is already in industry. Everybody has thought that it's so difficult in every sense. The budget was going up, everything had so up, and Adesh and look. It's like it was insane, but yeah, that's the truth. All is well that ends well, and what is important is that we are all still together, and this film is there.
I mean, you know, it's like parenting a child. Like, you know, when there's always this fight that, you know, no, my kid is not allowed to be friends with this person. my kid will not play this sport. My kid. So it was always, it was more like, you know, parenting a kid together. But I think we enjoyed this journey, and the journey turned out to be fruitful, at least personally for us, was because we always knew that we were fighting for this baby. It was not about my ego, his ego, or there was always arguments. Of course, we were fighting like dogs, but we knew that, you know, that you know, you trust that the person in front of you is fighting for the baby, for the larger picture. So I think that's how it has been, and I think and I was so happy when, you know, when finally the film was over, and you know, I wanted him to see all the things that I had done that he didn't want, and I was so scared. I had said, I'm not coming for this screening, because I know this, you know, I don't want to hear that I have done a terrible job with, you know, someone else's baby. But I was so relieved and happy, you know, because what the audience thinks is something else. For me, as an individual, as an artist, I need to also respect that it's his baby in the place, right? So one has to be, no matter how strong ideas you may have creatively, you know, this has to be this way, this has to be this way. Still, there has to be a certain respect for that, you know, it is someone else's child, and you don't want to ruin someone's dream, you know? So sure. I was so happy and glad when, you know, he said that he loved it.
Fantastic job. Really fantastic job. For example, I was always against music in Tumbad. I wanted a very minimal background score, only the sound. Yeah. He said, no, there has to be brilliant music and all that. And I was like, there was a huge fight. But there's finally, when I see the output, I said, okay, boss, you win.
So I wanted to add here that, like Adesh has said it correctly, that there was no ego. There was no issue of proving a point that I am bigger than the film. Yeah. Everybody was working for the film. That was my trust in these people. Okay, they may have different point of view, but they, the favor of film, they are not trying to prove that my ego is bigger than that. So the trust on every creative person, that is very important. So we trusted each other. So that's why we are here. So I think that's the key, was our process.
I'm just linking to that, to what you just said, the process. In terms of the equilibrium involved within all the aspects of the film, you know, it's visually outstanding. It's such a, like, really like a roller coaster. You just drop all around. But at the same time, as you said, it's also like a very, you know, a contemporary depiction of India. The constant greed, you know, more and more. How did you manage all together as well to just finally get, you know, the final draft? So that's when you get, you know, action and content together.
See, I think, you know, because there is, I mean, normally what happens, probably the more ideal way of making a film is you have like a bound script with bound ideas, and you know, you go along. This film has not had that kind of a journey. This film has gone through several phases that, you know, we have also discovered the film. Like you know intuitively that, you know, this is something that you're trying to do, right? But it's very difficult to
put it on the paper
because, you know,
you're still intuitive.
Yeah, because the thing with this film is like, what he brought on the table, it was so wacky and it was so out there that and because there was no reference, at least that we guys could, you know, think of. So you don't have, like, you know, a set precedent or a set reference mm-hmm. you could follow. So it was constantly and that's why it was fun also, you know, because constantly we were trying to invent that, you know, can we do this. So if you see the film, which I feel is miraculous that it still works in the film, that, you know, it's a very schizophrenic film in terms of genre.
Yeah.
It starts off as a fantasy, it becomes horror, it's drama, and then, you know, it suddenly becomes a creature film, and then there is a soapy element, surprisingly. Suddenly it becomes a soapy element. What is happening? And then, you know, it turns into a moral, a folktale kind of mm-hmm. an ending, you know. That has, I think, because Soham as a producer allowed us to, you know, nurture the project in a way where he was not demanding constantly, what are we making, what are we doing, what is that. So it he allowed us to, you know, think and, you know, think out of the box and keep mm-hmm. trying to make our own little inventions in the drama.
So I just wanted to add here that, like Adesh correctly said, we have started with very small film. Mm-hmm. This film evolved.
Yeah.
And what is our contribution is we have nurtured this film.
Yeah.
So we always kept faith in each other. That was very important for this film. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to add something?
Yeah, you know, like for example, the other thing with this film has been, like, again, I keep giving credit to the producer because, you know, at the end of the day, it involves money. You know, artists are nothing if they don't have money, right? Yeah, like, he's been an example of that. He's been struggling with such a great film for so long and, you know, and
it's Rahi, like.
Yeah, of course. Rahi has been struggling for
because
so long.
Yes.
Sorry, I lost the track of whatever I was saying.
I know that's fine. But Adesh was saying, this film has taken a lot of time. But as a I'm an actor also.
Mm-hmm.
So creative people are very fragile.
Mm-hmm.
So as a producer, this is your job
mm-hmm.
to protect them,
mm-hmm.
to say, oh, you are doing well, you are doing good. Like Adesh came came with an idea that we are chopping the main scene, that we have put a lot of money in that scene, that we are chopping it. So it was very weird for me, but I reacted, okay, you wanted to chop this? Cool. So, like, when you know everybody is giving your 100%, Rahi has given his 100%, Adesh is giving his 100%, and it's not about the core team. Everybody, I must say this, like assistant director, assistant cameraman, my line producer, he used to sleep on the set. He has slept on the set for 7-8 days. He didn't go to his home. So these are HODs, definitely, for director, cinematographer. But a lot of people put their hard work, their 100%, their passion. When you see that, so then you... I used to be a businessman. I always invested in people. This is my trick. When I saw a lot of people putting their 100%, their effort, so there must be something good about it. So I should also nurture them. I should also support them. So that was very important,
and,
I guess.
You know, I will never forget that one thing he said at a very critical time during the making of the film, that you know, when a film takes this long, when, you know, you're constantly fighting, sticking to your goals, deep down you are, obviously, as I think every artist is, you know, wondering whether am I doing it right or wrong, I do not know, although you put up a, you know, very strong face. So when we were going through that phase, I went to Soham and I said that, you know, I'm making certain decisions which may be risky, which may be, you know, little out of the box, and I was little skeptical and scared that, you know, what is he going to say, because he had already spent a lot of money, and then I was also talking about investing a little more.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and his what he said to me was that, you know, if this film, if everything that you're doing in the film, if it works, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
But if it fails, it's mine. So you're free of this burden of, you know, that you have to prove a point to me that, you know, I have invested this much, I need to get this much back. So I think that is fundamentally been, you know, my association with Soham throughout the film.
But we can definitely see,
like,
that...
Yeah, sorry. So I wanted to add here, like, as an actor, you need that kind of freedom. You need that faith from your director. So as a creative director or technicians, you need that kind of favor from producer as well.
Sure.
So I think that's very important.
But we can definitely see it from the outcome, because the film is amazing. It's here in Venice. And guys, thank you so much for being with us here and
so
talking
much
about it here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.